Yes, just give me a second. Thanks for holding the line. This is cancellation department of Amazon. How can I help you? When did you receive that, sir? Okay, and along with that, did you receive any ID number or order number, something like that? All right, and can you verify me with your first name and your last name, sir, so I can check from my system? Layden, is that right? All right, just give me a second, Mr. Layden. Let me pull up the file from my system, okay? Tom Christopher, sir. Just give me a second. All right. Thanks for holding the line. Are you there, Mr. Layden? Okay. Sir, is this the amount you getting charged? $628.47. Is it right? Okay. So, Mr. Layden, as I can see from my system, sir, that there was a charge of $628.47 under your name, which recently you have purchased some things from our Amazon department. Did you make this purchase from your end? And do you have any Amazon account under your name which you are using with right now, sir? Okay, and how long have you been using your Amazon account? Okay, so Mr. Layden, as you told me, sir, that you are not the person who make this purchase, then it might be someone has misused your Amazon account in order to purchase these things. So do you remember by sharing your personal information with anyone, sir, like your friend, family, or relative, something like that? You sure? Okay. And have you ever put your personal information in any website or online shopping like that before? Mr. Layden, I hope you give me an honest answer, sir, so that we can help you out, correct? All right. So, Mr. Layden, as you told me, sir, that you are not the person who make this purchase, then it seems like a fraudulent case. Someone has misused your personal information or your personal information has been compromised. So, Mr. Layden, if you are not the person who make this purchase, then I believe that, do you want to cancel this purchase before it deducts from your account? All right. So, Mr. Layden, in order to cancel this purchase, so we have to connect you with our Amazon Secure Server, which they will provide you one cancellation form. And once you don't submit that cancellation form, we are going to deactivate all the fraudulent account which has been created under your name. And this amount of $628.47, if our banking department already deducted from your account, then we are going to refund back to you by today itself. All right? All right. And Mr. Layden, in order to connect you with our secure server, so you have to be in front of your computer or your laptop so that we can provide you the cancellation form. All right. And can you tell me it's a desktop or it's a laptop, sir? All right, not an issue. So first of all, open up your web browser like Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, or Firefox. Which one are you using? All right, open up your Microsoft Edge. It's open. Okay, now look to the very top of the page. You will see the long search address bar where you can type and search in. Can you see that? Okay, just type over there, T as in Thomas, I as in ice cream, U as in umbrella, C as in Charlie, A as in apple, R as in robot, E as in Edward. Now put the dot sign like a period sign. After that, L as in Lima, I as in Indiana, V as in Victor, E as in elephant. Okay, now can you read out for me over there? So what did you type over there? Yes, that's correct. Okay, now hit the enter button. You will see our welcome secure page with join with the code. Did you see that? Okay, you can put down your cancellation code will be 06573. Yes, click on that arrow. And what did you see, sir? Okay, and now, yes, click on that support.client. That file, open up that file. Yes, download it. Yes, run. And what did you see, sir, on your screen? All right, just give me a second, sir. Have you opened it? All right, just give me a second, sir. Okay, thanks for the line idea, sir. Okay, can you go back to the page where you can see join with the code? Can you see that? Go back to that page. Okay, put down the same code, 06573 again, sir. Yes, what did you see now? Yeah, just double click on that. Yeah. Just double click on that. Yes, click on install. And what you can see, sir, okay, and apart from this Microsoft Edge, do you have a Google Chrome browser on your computer and Firefox? All right, you can do one thing, sir. Open up your new Microsoft Edge again. It's open. All right, now I want you to type to the very top of the page again, www, put the dot sign, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, D as in David, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, K as in king, dot, put the dot sign, com. Com. Now hit the enter button. What did you see now? Yes, click on download now. Click on download now. Okay, and what is the next thing you see? Okay, take your time. It's done download. Okay, take your time. And are you using any antivirus on your computer, sir? Defender. All right, not an issue. So yes, do one thing first of all. Look to the right top corner. Can you see the three dot over there? Okay, click on that three dot. Now look for download. And what did you see? Yes, just one click on that file, open anything. Yes, can you verify me the number? All right, just give me a second, sir. You will receive some pop-up. Just click on okay or yes. All right, just give me a second. Did you receive any pop-up? All right, when you receive it, do let me know. All right, just give me a second. All right, you still there? Okay, can you tell me, sir, which bank are you banking with right now? Chase Bank. And how long have you been using your Chase Bank? All right, so okay, just give me a second. You will receive some pop-up. Do let me know, all right? Yes, sir, which you provided to me. Okay, it's 126-934-1470. Is it right? Okay, so now you will receive some pop-up. Just accept or allow it. Okay, just accept 2 times. Yes. Click on accept 2 times. All right, sorry. Okay, and can you tell me, sir, about what did you see on your screen? Okay, do one thing. Look to the right top corner. You will see the minus sign. Just minimize all the page which you have on your screen. All right, now just give me a second, okay?